Okay, we continue. We start the Shmaya. That's Kuf Mem Hey. Sharavai the Sevakim. Now, we're in the middle of giving us the seven reasons why there is an advantage of somebody who is taking on Avodas Hashem, because he understands it, he appreciates it later because he has to, because of punishment and reward. I mean, yesterday we learned the first two reasons, Vashlishi, the third reason, the third advantage. Any servant's service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes only from Torah, because you have to, because the Torah tells you and you're afraid not to do it. The external expression will always be more than the inner expression. You're not doing it because you want to do it, because you feel privileged to do it, you feel obligated to do it. You're doing it because you have to do it. So it's more a mechanical action. You do it because you have no choice. So the exterior expressions is there. The inner expression, the excitement, the dedication is not that strong. However, but any servants in the submissions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes because of your seichel, because of your own dedication, which comes from the hiddenness of your heart, is double than you see on the outside. Very interesting expression. It says because the self-convinced avoider in the inside is double as hot, double as dedication than on the external expression. Where you're doing it as a robot, as you have to, and the outside you do what it has to be, but in the inside, you're not as excited. That's the other reason. Now, what he's trying to say, Chosu tries to emphasize very much that the real avoider, obviously we need the exterior expressions, you have to do mechanically all the mitzvahs and so on and so on. But that's not the main goal, that's not the main expression of avoider's Hashem. You see, a king, a man, has servants, the king needs the services. And he wants the servants to be subdued to him, submitted to him, and servicing. Why? Because he needs their service. So the whole thing is the exterior expression, they express their service. That's the main thing. What's the difference for the things inside the servant? That doesn't make the king happy about it. It's good. Better feels inside, it does better extend, but the main goal is to do the service. But by this Hashem, serving Hashem is not a physical expression. How is he putting up film, keeping Shabbos, all the mitzvahs? The whole avodah Hashem is in chmona libe, because Baruch Hu wants your heart, your real dedication. Obviously, to get your heart to do and to feel to Hashem what he has to do, you need external expression too. The goal is the heart. And since the goal is the heart, there's two ways to bring you to the acknowledgement that you have to serve Hashem. One way is derech haTorah. Torah tells you to do, therefore you have to do it. The other one, would you bring yourself to your own intellect? So the advantage when you bring yourself to serve Hashem and your intellect has an advantage over doing things because you have to do, that if you do things which you have to do, is usually you have to do, you have no choice. So the exterior expression, what you do, is much stronger than the inner expression. And that you see people do robotly, they do things, but the heart is not there. But when you do things when you do things because you convince you have to do, you want to dedicate your heart to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then whatever you do on the outside double it in the inside. And that's the main goal. Rachmanu Livuwaru. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants everything to heart.
A king of Basar and Dam can also only see the outside, but Hashem, the outside, the inside is the same.
The same thing. It's also true. But even if he could see, even if Basar and Dam could see the inside, still he would be not that much concerned with the inside and with the outside, because he needs the service. Kodesh Baruch Hu needs the heart. Service is a means to the heart. Another heart is a means to the service. Obviously, even a king is also more appreciating the heart, because the more heart it is, the better the service is. But that's not the goal. The goal is service. He needs the heart to service the service. Kodesh Baruch Hu needs the heart. He needs the service to better the heart, to bring close by. Rachmona Libe Boy. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the heart. But these, the fourth reason.
That's the
Hashem wants the heart.
Absolutely. Yes, but don't get misled. It's okay, I'm a good Jew in my heart. It's a typical saying.
No, but I thought that the goal of this world was to do the mitzvah.
But why? Mitzvah. Why?
So that's the goal, to get the heart excited.
Through that you dedicate your heart to Hashem. Side point, of course the mitzvah in himself also there's a need, no question about it. But I would say as follows. The mitzvah is a means which connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let me explain. Here we say Hashem needs the heart. So what is the mitzvah? So the mitzvah is actually developing the heart, is expressing the heart. Without mitzvahs, the heart doesn't give anything. So this is a means. But then you may formulate a mistake, that as many people do. If that's the case, okay, so I give Hashem my heart, some good Jew in my heart, that's all. Why do I have to do the mitzvahs? Say they take, almost in America, they put in so many heart attacks, they take whole Judaism, put him on a little heart. The function of 630 mitzvahs, put him on the heart. Hashem wants hearts, okay, give you a heart. No, Hashem needs to take the heart, but it has to function through the mitzvahs. Does it function? Why? Because really, every mitzvah is a goal in himself too. Now, there's many ways to explain it, but I give one which is Lamaisa here, is a Chazal, Lo Nisna Teire Mitzvahs Eile Tzare Fere Zache Chesesro. It has been not given Teire Mitzvahs Eile Tzare Fere Zache Chesesro, to purify and to develop Yisroel. So obviously, every mitzvah has a function in himself. Besides, it develops the heart, and it's a way of expressing the heart. When you're giving Kodesh Baruch Hu your heart, the mitzvah is developing you. So actually, the mitzvahs have a double function. A mitzvah is a means which brings you to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's mitzvah from a zach of the person. So obviously, everything has to go through a mitzvah. Not the heart is mitzvah from a zach, however, the mitzvah is mitzvah from a zach. I'm going to give you not the voider, not the servants of Hashem. Otherwise, a person has to be mitzuref, a person has to be purified. When you mine gold, the gold is genuine gold when you mine it, but it's not pure. You have to burn them out. That's called tziruf, the zichuch. You have to separate the alloy from the gold. You have to burn out until you bring out the 24-karat gold. You have to. When you mine diamonds, the diamonds is beautiful. It's there, but you have to polish them. You have to make them the facets. You have to cut away, and it becomes a diamond. The same thing is a man. Kodesh Baruch Hu created us. We are part of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's chelak alakai mimal. But we are partners in our self-creation. If we have to be mitzaref ezach, we have to separate the alloy from us. We have to really get pure, pure, pure. At the time when we die, we should be able to give back that neshama truly purified, faceted, polished. So this is our part. Now, what makes the tziruf and zichuch? It's mitzvahs. So obviously, why is mitzvahs there here? When you tell the mitzvahs to Israel, why was the mitzvah given to Eile Mitzaref ezach ches Israel, to mitzaref ezach ches Israel? We thought mitzvahs give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What could we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give ourselves heart, the tziruf zichuch, and we become pure-hearted. We become pure, that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our heart. But in order to give heart, you have to be mitzvah from Mizrach. Now, it goes two ways. How do we give our heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is an expression of giving our heart, but mitzvahs comes out. Mitzvahs brings the heart back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the same time is mitzaref in mizachachas. And I bring a proof to that, that the actual deed, the action of mitzvahs, is the benefit of us. Not that much the benefit of Hashem. Why? What is the benefit of a mitzvah? That in through mitzvah you express your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you love to do mitzvah. Why? Because Hashem tzivonos. You do your service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you express your heart through the mitzvah. Okay? Now, what will be, I will bring you a beautiful example where there is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah could be done, the dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be, is there, but it's not fully there, tziruf and zichuch, the benefit to the person. And there's two ways of function. Now, for instance, I'll give you that's typical halacha. You have $1,000. I give you even better. You have $10,000, and you want to be mekayem mitzvah of tzedakah. You want to make a chnosas kala. You want to marry off a poor kala, a poor chosn. Now, obviously, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants your heart. What does Kodesh Baruch Hu want? You're departing for your $10,000, and you're dedicating, you give your $10,000 to be Mekayem Mitzvos Kala. It's a nicer expression to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I'm giving up my $10,000, which is you, American money's man. That's what he is. That's all what he is. He's taking a part of him, and he's giving it away for Mekayem Mitzvos Kala. And what is Mekayem? He's taking a poor Kala, and bringing underneath the chuppah, he's developing, building a new home, making happy people, kind of after Achol Kamoicho, and all his life he's going to feel like I build this home, and his dedication to this home. And so it's Gewaldige, heart definitely develops it tremendously, because he did the mitzvah in Tzedakah, mitzvah in Moses Kal, mitzvah in Havas Israel, plus his involvement continued. He did, this is what I did, this family I put on the feet. So ever since, there's definitely a lot of heart there. And there's also a certain extent Sira Vezichach. You're also purifying yourself because you gave something, you made a mitzvah in the Sina. But you come and ask now, you have $10,000, you could give it for one color. Then there's 100 people around you which collect for Chosos color. And you have the choice to give for 1,000 people $10 apiece, 1,000 people, 1,000 shnoris. So I came, I gave my heart to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, I want to give away $10,000 from Chosos Kala. I could do it two ways. I could do it showing my heart, my dedication, I love to do a mitzvah, I love to build a person. I could give it away for one Kala. And I give $10,000, and this Kala will never forget me. And this is going to be a Gewaldige Harvest Israel, and it's going to be Gewaldig. Then I could do it the other way. I will take the $10,000 which I decided to give a Chosos Kala, and I'm going to give it for 1,000 parents, for 1,000 Kalas, $10 a piece. Now, you gave away the $10,000. Your devotion, your heart, expressed himself. I gave it away. But lemais in mitzvahs, and technically in the exterior expression, I took away the excitement. I built a person, and you divide yourself in 1,000 cases. They give everyone $10. So actually, you departed from the $10,000, and you don't see what you accomplished. Okay, but you gave to 1,000 people. And $10, it's money, but what is it? Big deal. I mean, every day in shul they have these collectors. Which you go for Chosos Kala. So you give everyone $10, fine you. What should you do? What mitzvah, how should you function?
Why would one be worth more than the other, necessarily?
Contrary. No, I don't know. Again, let's make it practically down. I decided I want to make chesed, I want to build a poor person, and I said, here's $10,000, I want to give it to Chosos Kala. So then I could say, listen, I'm going to give it to 1,000 people, I'm going to get $10. Fine, I made a mitzvah, I made 1,000 mitzvahs. 1,000 mitzvahs, give 1,000 $10. But I don't see the accomplishment. I don't see the person will not fully be helped. Why should I rather give it to one color? We really help to save the person, doesn't have to come to Schnorr, and the person has to build them. And it's going to be real. The heart is really there. You see it, you feel it, and you feel proud of yourself. You're not doing it because you want to be proud. You feel connected to Avodas Hashem. You're doing Avodas Hashem, like you see something. So what should you do now? What would you think? What would be rather? Rather you should do 1,000 technical mitzvahs and take away the excitement of your heart and seeing, or you should do one and it should be a full dedication and accomplishment and achievement, and this is probably going to build you even more later on because you built one person. What should you rather do? What do you think? What would you do?
Whichever mitzvah came my way first. I mean, if they both came my way at the same time?
So, you're sitting, you decided, I'm going to depart from 10,000 and give it to a scholar. Now, which way should I do? Should I give for one person 10,000, at least I know I accomplished something? Or should I give to 1,000 people $10? Or should I give to 10,000 people $1 a piece? What should you rather do? Now, the mitzvah, as we explained before, now, listen carefully, it's a very beautiful analogy now. A mitzvah has a dual function. A mitzvah has a dual function. A mitzvah accomplishes two things. One, gives you devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're becoming devoted. There's a other underneath which is this time. A mitzvah does two things. It devotes you to Hashem. You become involved with Hashem. You become a spiritual person. That's one thing. You become devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You become spiritual. The two The mitzvah is mitzvah that purifies you. Purifies you. Means the mitzvah is Rachmon and Liber, because Bochum needs heart. Through mitzvah, you become a piece of heart. You become mellow, you become soft to Hashem. She gives the Kodesh Baruch yourself as a heart. And the mitzvah also purifies you, you become a person. So the mitzvah functions both ways. Hashem is the benefactor, and the person is the benefactor. Now let's take the mitzvah of tzedakah of $10,000 from Moshe Skala, and let's see. If I give one person $10,000, bill that one person, I give heart to Kodesh Baruch, my heart is there. I'm never going to forget it so fast, because you take one person out. If you give 10,000, you're going to go to the chassid of this color. Because the color said, you must come to my chassid. So you're going to dance, and you're going to make sure that the chassid, and the color going to have, the color, they're going to have a boy, you're going to make sure to be at the bris. It's always going to remember you. It's going to make you devoted. You've got to be devoted. You become a part of Hashem. You feel good about it. You feel closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So through giving it to one color, you gave Hashem heart. Take the $10,000 gift to 10,000 colors, a dollar a piece. There's no heart. Come on, you don't even know the color. You're not going to go to the colors. You're giving it $1. But it's mitzaref mezachach you, because you have to fight with Yetzer Hara 10,000 times. You made a deed of a mitzvah again and again and again and again. And you become a fighter. You have exercise. Because true, if you make the one big mitzvah of 10,000 closest color, you become very close, you become very warm, and everything fine. But that was one experience, and it's a custom compensation. But he didn't fight, the Yitzhak wasn't attacked 10,000 times, he didn't make 10,000 mitzvahs. Now, obviously, we took this one mitzvah, the same effort, the same money, and if I fulfill the mitzvah in two ways, if you give one person $10,000, Hashem received a warm Jew. The Jew with a heart, a Baal Chesed, like a devoted person in Chesed, or if you give $10,000 bills, so 10,000 colors, you become an Oved, you become a worked diamond which has been polished and polished and polished and polished, but you don't have the heart. But the Jew is the benefactor that you work to Yetzer Hara. What should you do now? Should you care for Hashem? Should he care for you? Says the Rambam, he should care for you. L'nit n'teire mitzvahs l'Yisroel in the tzadah for Zachar Chesisroel. Teire mitzvahs have been given, Kodesh Baruch Hu, teire mitzvahs for your benefit. All Tashem Rechmon and Liber Boy, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants your heart. And if you do it your way, now, not Chas V'Sholem like the modern secular Jews would think, I'm a good Jew in my heart, what's the difference, which way I devoted to Hashem? Never mind that, that's stupidity, that's absolute stupidity. Without mitzvahs, there's no heart at all. But even in the context of Torah mitzvahs, where you are a mekayem mitzvah, and you could see one way, like here, you give $10,000 one color, you develop in your heart, and if you give the 10,000 separate mitzvahs of $1, every one, you don't develop that much the heart, but you make 10,000 mitzvahs, says the Rambam, for you. You have to give up that heart and make the technical mitzvah and become a mechanical Jew, but then the fun other mitzvah. Obviously, in the long run, you're going to deliver a heart, much bigger heart than the one you see, because in the long run, if you fight the seed 10,000 times, you become so purified, but you don't see it immediately. Absolutely, you don't see it immediately. So that's what he's saying. So a mitzvah is definitely here for the two reasons, to develop us and Hashem. I always used to say, disrespect, you see, that as much Hashem's benefit is that we get close to Hashem. So the truth of the matter, this is always a vikuach between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always have to give the most up to Hashem and give up on ourselves as much as Hashem is the benefactor, but Hashem loves us. It's always like every lover, every loving couple has always this dialogue. Everyone wants for the other one the benefit. Question, who is winning? Now the wife wants to give everything for the husband in a proper way. The husband has to give everything for the wife. So if there's a point, either you get it, either me get it, everyone wants to give it for the others. Who is usually winning? She gets it. Because he is the provider. When there is a function of a mitzvah, of tzedakah, the question is, which way should I perform? If I would give $10,000, we give to Hashem, I give my heart to Hashem. If I give $10,000 bills, Hashem gives me mitzvah, 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 Hashem is the provider, we get it. I'm the necessary, the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get it. But in the long run, this makes a stronger unity. And the fourth reason. Why the self-dedication is more advantageous than the required one. Any service Hashem which comes from Torah, you have to do it, no choice. Kemovoi ela avoida is nothing more than a means which brings you into the voida. Hashem min asecha. Kemovoi, it's only the west of you. This is just when you do the mechanical mitzvahs. Hikigargir azerua is just like a seed which you plant. A Torah law. And the Torah to that is kavoid el adom, like you work on the field, v'charishos v'nakoyes, as you're plowing it and cleaning it. Ve'ezu shemin elokim, and but Hashem helps, is kamot ramashkoyes, just like rain, who fertilizes. Mashu mamtsiya, imam tzmachas, and makes them grow, b'mashu iskam b'vuz, mavoid es elokim l'shmo, which remains there. Lo'li yichav, lo'li rehus. Not for the fear, and not for the expectation of your vote. Kmo shizir chachmein zechon ebruch, olas chachmein alti kavon im sham sham nafse kabel pras, el kavon im sham sram shlam nafse kabel pras, vimoy rishmai varecha. Beautiful. And here you're going to see a gewaldig gezach. Mamash in the Moshe, as he said. The other reason, for seven reasons, self-dedication, giving your heart, doing things wholeheartedly from your end, has seven reasons, seven whys, it has an advantage over doing the mitzvahs mechanically. Just because you have to do it, because you're afraid of punishment and you want reward. So because the whole lower level of doing things mechanically because you have to do it is really not what it means to the further goal. Now, just like when you plant, obviously what's the purpose of plantation in order to get a tree? So to plantation you need two things. First you plant, put in the seed. Then when you, that's action number one. Number two, then you work around the field. You continuously clean it and plow it and it makes you fertilize it and always work around. That's number two. Number three, now you need rain, which comes from above, which is nothing you control. And if you have these three things done, now you get the benefit. Now you're getting the fruits. Now you're getting the fruits. You need three actions before. And this is exactly what serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah, afraid being for punishment and reward, is nothing more than plowing the field and cleaning the field. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a neshama. V'chaya oilam nota b'sachem. Kodesh Baruch Hu planted in us that neshama. So we have Kodesh Baruch Hu putting the seed in us. Now what do we have to do? We need to toy the mitzvahs in the tzara for the zachach as the sewer. The Torah gave us toy the mitzvahs. Do this, if not you're going to be punished, do this, you're going to be rewarded. This is nothing more than the work, which you work on the field to make that neshama grow. So this is the first level of Tzidu Fizicha said, but the Rambam says you have to take the $10,000 and there to split it up in 10,000 and to give it to one, because this 10,000 actions which you do is actually working on the field, just plowing and cleaning and fertilizing it. Now the more you do it, the more it's going to grow out. What's going to grow out? Not what you had done, which Hashem gave you. Hashem gave you Torah, Hashem gave you Neshama, which is a plantation. And once you do these 10,000 deeds, now this needs rain. The rain is at the Siyat Shema for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives that this thing should produce. And obviously, all of a sudden, while you're working on the field, the seeds are still buried in the ground. But the more you work, when it starts really growing, then you see the product. Then you see the product. Now, if you want to do it your way, if you're not going to listen to the Rambam, you want to see immediately products. Now, today, I think in America, in Israel, very much, there's a very advanced agriculture, they have instant growth. They're very fast instant growth positions. Right. But the instant growth which they have, no way is it as healthy, as good, and as multiple as natural growth. Natural growth is good, has all the vitamins, has all the beauty, plus it lasts. They plant the tree, it lasts. Today they plant, I know, grapes. It's immediately, the first immediately gives beautiful grapes, but no way does it have the vitamins, no way such. It hasn't gotten, and it's not lasting. That's exactly what we're talking about. You could give prematurely your heart. If you would give it $10,000 for one color, and like it's instant growth. Okay, I'm giving my heart. But it should be a lasting thing. You need a tzidah and zichah, you need this work, you need a field work. And listen to the Rambam. So that's the means. That's the means. So obviously, no question, if you're going to listen to the Rambam, you're going to make 10,000 action of tzedakah, you don't have the instant excitement, instant loyalty, devotion, the heart. But all of a sudden, this is going to start growing, you're going to have the heart to Hashem, which is never going to cool off. It's going to be multiple, because every deed has its own heart, develops its own part of own heart. And the fifth reason, why is there an advantage of self-dedication, kamitzvahs, toydeh, shtaklus, and sporen. If you only going to do as a servant, as an external expression, what you have to do, because the Torah tells you to do it, not more, not less, to that day is the end. As we always said, we said in the beginning, we learned Shariha, if a Jew wants to be a 100% perfect Jew, according to Shulchan Aruch, being a Bayan Jew, how much of his time has to be devoted? To be a good Shulchan Aruch Jew, less than 10% of your time. You could finish your loyalty to Hashem to pay the dues and the duties which you have to do to Kodesh Baruch Hu in less than 10% of your time. Because the mitzvahs are limited. You got to help in the morning, okay? You have to work. Work is also a mitzvah. You have to go to learn. You make a learning. You're putting on film. But you could go by over 90% not being in action, not being in service to Hashem. Avoid us Hashem, you could do less than 10%. Ki yesh tachlos, and so there's a number to them. The Magiyas at Sachidua, they only come to a certain limit. You do Tariag Mitzvah, you have Tariag Mitzvahs, and a few Drabona. Ach Mitzvahs HaSeichel, Mitzvahs that you dedicate yourself from your own Seichel, from your insight, Kamat She'elem Tachlis, it's limitless. It says Kamat, almost it says no end. I don't know what it tries to say in the word Kamat. I think She'elem Tachlis, there's no limit. Absolutely there's no limit. What is Kamat She'elem Tachlis? I don't know. I really don't. It says, Kamat She'elem Tachlis, almost, it has no end, it's limited. What does it mean, almost? What does almost mean, almost? Now, I may say, when a person is in a coma, then he comes to the Kamat, to the almost, because he came to the almost. Because then the only time, he's not functioning. He's still in a and a person is total vegetable, then he came to an end, because he can't be devoted. But as long as per kozmash and shema bekirbi moidan lefanecho, there's endless mitzvahs. I have a shemir, a shemir, a shemir. You're functioning. You're serving. You don't have to give heart to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Doesn't have to be in action. As I said to this kid, this 18-year-old boy who was in his deathbed, he says, "What is it worthwhile living when I'm a vegetable?" He said, "As long your mind is functioning, you're giving your heart to Hashem. It's Hashem, I love you under these circumstances. I'm happy that I'm happy I'm living. Why? Because I could love you. I could think about you. That's all. You think about Yichud Hashem, Emunas Hashem, Ahavas Hashem. You're just as much functioning than this guy who's giving $10,000 every minute. This is a mitzvah Hashem. This is a mitzvah Hashem. This is Chodesh Salvoves. This ain't sub. There's no limit. Ain't tachlis. There's no limit. Why is it kumat she'el and tachlis? Because this is possible to live. And you're vegetable, total vegetable. So then, consciously, don't do anything. You have to function. You're not functioning at all. That's the only reason, the only way I could justify the word kumat she'el. Almost, it has no end. Well, it's almost a Jew has no end. Yes, as long as you're consciously up, there's no end. You're always in action. You're always fully in action. Not only that, the word she'elem tachlis, the word of no end. Word of no end is not only in numbers, but also in quality. Because he said, "Kibuchol yom yosef odam dasben." Every person will add. Now you could add in numbers, you could add in quality. What's the difference? What's the issue? The issue is: do you do mitzvahs mechanically, physically? Because Hashem told do this, don't do this, and do this. Action. So there's numbers to the mitzvahs. If I have $10,000. So what the maximum I could do if I give mechanical mitzvahs? $10,000 bills. I give $10,000. I give everyone $1. I'm finished. I gave up my $10,000. What can I do more? But if you are Oved Hashem Rechmon Elibe Boy, you develop heart with the $10,000, every dollar mitzvah becomes, is producing, is a gargir, is like a seed which is planted. Now, I became elevated through this giving of tzedakah. My heart became closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Said, "You Yosef, call Yom Yosef and Dazlem." The insight of the mitzvah and the development of the mitzvah bears its fruit. It's an eternity. It's endless. And whatever I did yesterday, and I added my heart to the action, today my heart becomes that much higher. Now, when I do today our other mitzvah, any other mitzvah, I'm doing it with a different heart. So what's happening? If I did yesterday tzedakah, even the dollar is finished, I gave up my dollar. But if I gave my heart to that tzedakah, today my anocha's tefillin, when I'm putting tefillin, a different person puts on tefillin, my tefillin of today is not the same as tefillin of yesterday. Why? Because after tefillin of yesterday, I gave tzedakah 10,000 times. So my tefillin of today, so I'm Yosef. Not only I'm adding, if the mitzvah is a mechanical mitzvah, I'm giving a dollar, take it, but I didn't develop the heart to it. So my dollars are finished, my mitzvah is finished. And today I don't have anything of it. But if I do it for my self-dedication, I develop the heart with the mitzvah of tzedakah, I became a different person. If I became a different person, my whole existence of today is different. My tefillin is different. My learning Torah is different. My whole behavior is different. And if my tefillin today is different, my heart even is further developed. So tomorrow my tefillin is even made because it's still growing and growing and growing. That's the advantage of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with heart, with living voice. But nowhere can you have a mistake that you could have with heart only. We need the first development, doing the technical mitzvahs, as bringing out as a mavoi, as a vessel, you're bringing in to develop the heart. You can't develop heart your own way. In the more you're going to understand the recognition, the yovin you're going to understand, the goodness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the greatness of His ability, Malchus of His kingdom, Yosef Likonala. The more and more you're going to be submitted to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the shofar of one, the more low you're going to become. And that's the final accomplishment. You know, the real, what is the ultimate, can you say in one word, what is the ultimate shlemus of a person? Express it in one word. You should remember. What is the ultimate accomplishment in existence? In Avodas Hashem. Love Hashem, serve Hashem. Can you tell it? Kiddush Hashem is also a mitzvah. But the ultimate result, in what ultimate result do you see your graduation? What?
Shalom.
Shalom is also a mitzvah which is come. Dveikus in Hashem. Autumn tree with Dveikus Hashem and Kechum Chaim Kiel. Dveikus in Hashem, Ledovk come attached to Hashem. What does it mean attached to Hashem? To become one with Hashem. There's endless, there's no end to the oneness. You could, in oneness, to become Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's endless. Until you don't die, there's still room to grow. Every second there's room to go further Dveikus Hashem. The ultimate goal of a person is to be Kirva Salakim Litav. To become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dovko boy. That's the ultimate goal for you to look forward. Whatever produces more Dveikus in Hashem, that's what you should do. That's what all you should do. Now, question again. You could feel giving $10,000 for one person in tzedakah. You feel more, in my end, I may feel more Dovok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Rambam says, no, give $10,000 single tzedakah, that's going to make my Dovok. I don't see it, it's not when you see it. There's 10,000 plantation, all of a sudden, boom. This brings to the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's obvious. Question is now, since these are, let's crystallize, the Ramchal always speaks in Seder. Let's be mesuda, let's be clear in our forest of Avodas Hashem. We're confused because the many trees, the many things, and we don't see the overall picture. So let's clarify. What is the ultimate goal? Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Between all the accomplishments which we have to do, all the duties which we have, which is really produces immediately, instantly, the greatest Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shiflus Anova. Because Hashem says, Ani esh koin es dako. The more dako, the more down you are, the more nothing you are, the more shuffle you are, the more low you are, the more Ani esh koin, the more I'm there, the more shchin is there.
And there's a middle too.
What? Anova is a middle. Anova is a middle.
And it's Anova, and there's a middle that brings you closer.
But what brings? So which Anova brings you? Which Anova? The more Anova you develop, the more shchin is with you, so more dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's go back to Moshe. I give $10,000 to one person, but I became so close to Kodesh Baruch. I feel this is the person I built, this is the person that I did. Gewaldig, very devoted. But you feel good. I did something. You give $10,000, 10,000 tzedakahs, $1,000. You don't have this, I did. You need a physical day. You gave up the same $10,000, you don't feel anything. You feel just the same. What did I do? Nobody will look at you. You go, thank you. Don't know anyone. So you did 10,000 physical mitzvahs, according to the Rambam. And it means when you were watching a plant that comes out, you're cutting it, you're cleaning it, doing a little bit. You don't say anything. You're just working. You're just going against it. You, how do you call it, commishing you, like you, when you work on a field.
Wow.
Not the plowing. The plowing is after you cut the pieces. You know, some branches come out. You cut them off. You
pruning.
Chip. Well, pruning. Pruning. Exactly. Doing this 10,000 leaves, you're pruning. You don't say anything. You feel so good about it. You feel so high about it. No, you don't feel so high about it. So he says, you're just the same nothing as you were. He says, I have to do all the mitzvahs. You have to cut yourself. You have to polish yourself. To do it. So this is Yosef Leikol Aloy. He's going to be more nichna. So minute Kodesh Baruch Hu, what you have to do? And the shofel, for you become shofel. And what's the result? Shofel means, how to shofel?
Low spirit, low.
You feel non-existence. You feel nothing. What did Hashem do to you? You can't come in. They can't come excitedly. The dam Abba Hushayim. I married off a Yisoyim. What he married off a Yisoyim? He gave her $10,000, yes. You're not a big feeling. So there's a certain sense of shiftless there. You departed from $10,000 and you made 10,000 mitzvahs, as the Rambam says, and you don't have the great feeling. You have the feeling still of simple shiftless. And to a certain extent, even a greater shiftless, because your friend gave it away for one person and it's a play call over and everyone knows he married off this and feels good about it. And
anything wrong with that?
Yes, because he didn't listen to the advice of the Rambam. The feeling good about it is good as a mavoi, as bringing you into avoid as Hashem. But the ultimate goal is, I'm asking you, yes, you know how it comes out? It comes out as follows. You're that hungry, and your family is that hungry, and I'm giving you 100 potatoes, and you sit down, and you're doing a mitzvah by eating up the 100 potatoes. You and your family, you had a wonderful time. You had a wonderful time. So it's a mitzvah. Nothing wrong. You feel so great. You feel that, and happy. And the other way to do it, take 10 potatoes, eat them up, you and your family, and you're humble, you eat up, you blah, blah, and take the 90 potatoes, you plant them, and pruning them, and so, and then it comes out a million potatoes, which is better. He says, but you didn't feel the excitement, you didn't have a good time. It's not a good time.
But you don't get a scrub by planting it or by storing away the mix, you should do it now.
You're doing it. Because you should give $10,000 to one person, so you should give $10,000 to 10,000 people. So the drama is give it to 10,000 people. I don't feel the height and the accomplishment. Then you got shiftless. When you get shiftless, and the Ashkenaz is darker, there's more Shechina. There's more Shechina. Dveikus Bashem. There's more Odovikin HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Isn't that the ultimate? That's the whole ultimate. Question is, how do you accomplish, how do you achieve Dveikus HaKodesh Baruch Hu? My way, or the way Hashem tells me to do it? Sometimes the Rambam, the way Hashem tells us to do it. Not that you feel the immediate high. So therefore we have to take the advice of the Chazal, that governs, and that brings the priority. Take away the sichlus, the stupidity of my eye, because we could very easily be deceived. Very easily being deceived, because, again, if my closest Hashem would be give $10,000 to one person.
Like
you're doing it for Hashem, but absolutely for yourself. Open up my eyes, I should be able to see the wonders of your Torah. You don't see it immediately. You don't see the result. If we would serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu our way, this is one of the reasons that sometimes we make mistakes, but we love to do things our way. I love to feel good. People love to learn what they love to learn, because that makes them closer to Shalos, philosophy, mysticism, all kind of things. And David tells, no, learn Gemara. This brings you closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But I don't see it. Torah Hashem, learn Gemara, just learn Gemara. You're going to listen, you're going to subdue yourself, you're going to break your head for 2-3 days. You don't know what you want. Shoshana Chasapora, leave me alone. I have no ox, I have no cow, I have no donkey. Where is the Lakusi? Open up Kabbalah, open up Chassidus, open up anything. You feel hot, you're floating. Yes, you should float. This is also good. As a temptation, as you call it, a wetener, right? Give you the taste in order to bring into the appetizer, to bring into Gemara. But there's nothing more than a shtickle Gemara. Any Gemara, you don't see it. Wait a minute, just listen. So you learn Gemara, then you break your head, then you ask, then you start crying by the Shem, and I said, I'm learning it, I don't understand. It's all logistics, mechanical, this and this and this and this. But after you broke it through, and what you feel after, all of a sudden the pain is the plantation starts growing, it starts feeling through. No other thing could bring as much as a shtickle Gemara. All the other things you need in order to bring into Gemara. There's no higher in the Gemara. That's what David the Melech said. My eye would always, because of your devotion, I want something which I feel which is good. I see that is good. But Hashem is the one that has to say, you listen to the Rambam, listen to the Halacha. He knows better what he brings. Yes. So I said, what?
It's not simple. It's
so So then you need it. You need it, as I said, as an appetizer, as a mavoi, as we call that. That's a mavoi that brings you in. So there's two levels of avodas Hashem. Your devotion, your way of doing it, because that's a mavoi. But finally, the real growth is coming the way Hashem had planted. The David Melech always was parallel to that. I shouldn't get deceived. I shouldn't get misled in my own path. I want to take your path. And it says, teach me your ways. Let me your ways. Bring your heart. So to everything an end. In the mitzvahs and details, there's an end, but in avodas chayvus avodah, there's no end. There's no end to it. There's no end to the goodness to us. It was said that it's one of the Purushim of the Ovdim, which separates himself from the world. She call him Emachiv, the always do tshuva. I think we should end here because this is. We should elaborate more on this part. Continue in that Kuf Memvov.
That's Kuf Memvov.
Let's see. And here in the middle. Kvar Neymar Aktsas HaPirushim. Kvar Neymar Aktsas HaPirushim. Middle of the fifth reason. It has been said already on few of the Purushim. Purushim means those people who used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with full dedication, full loyalty. They were called Purushim. Purushim means even Purush and this Olam Hazeh, they got away from this world. They're called Purushim. It has been said on few of these Purushim, she called Yemeim B'tshuva. The old world was B'tshuva. Why? What has been always said? How many times you have to do tshuva? You do tshuva on something I done wrong, so I have to do tshuva again. Mipnei shemechadshim b'chol yom tshuva. Every day they are renewed in tshuva. Ba'avit tesefes hakorosam, because an additional recognition came to them. V'gidul esalakim, the grace of Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'chol yom, every day. V'kitzurim, as they are not done. V'ma shem chayobelam in avoyle b'shoah, which they had, would have done in the past, which they had to do. Actually, this takes a long explanation as being paskened that we should do tshuva every time we've made a sin. David HaMelech made one chet once. And that one chet, it says, Kotosu lenegdi sovius. Chet, the sin is always front of me. And he always did tshuva on it. What's the pshat? Well, why do you have to do tshuva on it? You did tshuva, it's forgiven, fatig, ledict. Why do you have to be, all your life you have to be tshuva on a chet? Obviously, we have to know in tshuva there's two levels of tshuva. There's two reasons for tshuva. One reason for tshuva is you shouldn't be a sinner, you shouldn't be a choyte, and you shouldn't be punished. For that, you could do one tshuva, the simplest tshuva, and you finish. It's okay. You did tshuva eledik, you're forgiven. Shema here tshuva, and feeling with my tshuva becomes a tzadik gomor. But then, there is a second reason for the tshuva, to cure the things which has been done. Now, as I will explain, somebody comes and breaks a glass. A child comes and breaks an expensive glass. Now, he's done something wrong, so he has to be punished for that. In order to break something else again, he was reckless. So he punished the child. He punished the child. And whatever it is. Okay, it says been forgiven, it says been forgotten for him. Frantic. He's not a choyter. Okay, he got his thing. But yes, the glass stays broken. The pgam is a pgam. So now, as the child grows up, and suppose that plate or whatever it was, that was a part of a set, of a 12 serving dish. And as the child grows up, it becomes his. Set, the whole serving plate becomes his, and he recognizes now, and he was a child, he was reckless, he was wild, and he broke it. Now, of course, it's forgiven, nobody holds it against him, but he's missing this plate. Now, what's the difference? He's missing the plate. It's because the plate, the more expensive set this is, it belongs, and usually, let's say the set was an antique piece, who knows what when it was. And one day, he wants to know how much is worth the set. And he goes up on the market, and he's told, you know, the set is really worth $10,000, because it's an antique piece. But because of this one piece is broken, it's only worth $1,000. It's not a full set. He says, wow, he feels so sorry, he feels so hurt, why he broke the glass. He feels regretment. Now, is it paid of punishment? Not paid of punishment. Punishment, he got punished from his mother. That he broke his own set, which he will be big, he's gonna use it. But he feels regretment, why he broke it? Because he's regretting. This is called a high level of tshuva. Why did I do it? I shouldn't have done it. Now, a few years later, he goes out, and he values again his. How much is it worth, the set? And now the prices went up. That's not for $10,000, that's for $100,000. But I tell him, it's really worth, it would have been worth $100,000 because of this broken place, it's worth only $10,000. Now he's losing $90,000 because of it. So he's hurt him even more. I was hurting you 10 years ago, 5 years ago also. Then so certain we lost $9,000 because of this place. Now it's hurting him, now he's losing $90,000. A few years later, it goes up, it would have been worth $1 million just because now it's worth $100,000. So now it's worth losing $900,000. So as time goes by and the set appreciates its price, the loss gets always bigger for the act that you did as a child, which is long forgiven. Long forgiven. That exactly is chet. A chet is a day, a moment, an experience in life. It's not is an individual accomplishment. I messed it up, I broke a plate, no question about it. So the tshuva, forgive me. But you have to know this moment is forgiven. Okay, you're not punished, nothing, good. But the moment is a part in a big set, in a whole life, in a whole section. And as you grow, and then you look at you, what you had accomplished, all of a sudden, see, this man is beautiful. Look, all his mitzvahs, samayas, and everything, but there's one blemish, there's a broken moment. Now, he's not punishing a broken moment. He did tshuva, he was a child, he was not responsible. But this broken moment damages the set, the whole completeness, his whole greatness. So he's regretting, he's tremendously regretting his position. Why did I sin? I wish I wouldn't have sinned. This is called tshuva. Now, as the day goes by, since he regretted, and he did tshuva, he grows further. His set becomes more expensive. His statue becomes more expensive. Now you realize it again. Wow. You revalue who he is. There's a broken plate there too. And therefore, we always do tshuva because the Purushim, as you grow, you become more valuable. As you become more valuable, more this chet is sticking out. The issue is not punishment. The issue is not Gehenna. No, you're Tzadik Gomer. But it's there. So therefore, the tshuva chooser. And therefore, Misa, the day of death is a kapora. What is it, a kapora? It's a big, it forgives of all the sins. What kind of sins does it forgive? It forgives on those sins which all your life you had done tshuva on it, and you are a tzaddik gomer. So what after the tshuva? You could live, you could die happily, and the tshuva and everything. No, the sin, the yerem misa is mechaper. On all the sins, we continuously are in tshuva, because if you lived all your life that you were, all your life you was chotosir and negdi somit, then the final cure is the Amamis. After all, you have Bosa Vedam. And then you come to the world to come, then you don't, then you find a complete set. You don't find the Sheva. This is one way of explaining it. The Balatayan explains almost like that. Why do we have to do continuously Tshuva? He says, because Tshuva is a Tikkun Abgam. You have to be Saken, the Abgam, the damage you have made. Now, a person is always in a different level. And a person thinks it is in a lower chamber, it's a lower level. So when he does tshuva, he fixes the gam, he fixes the damage in the low level where he is. Since he did tshuva, he rises in a high level. When you rise to a high level, then he finds all of a sudden the gam, because in that high position he had not fixed it. He had to do tshuva to fix it in a high level. Then when he did tshuva, he's rising even to a high madrege, to a high level. Then because we have to, every time we make action down here, we are poigim b'kol ha'olamos. In all levels, in all darkness, in all the world, there's a pgam. All levels, there's a pgam. So you start curing, you can't cure where you are not. So now I'm in the lower level. So if you cure it here. but in the higher level it lost nothing because it was when there. Because since you did tshuva, because of tshuva, you were raised, you were promoted to a new level. When you come to level, all of a sudden you find it again. So you have to do tshuva again, and then you have to do tshuva again because continuously grow. And as you grow, there's the lotion balatanya. As I will explain, an emotion that I have a dark suit, and I have a, how to call them?
Stain.
I stained my dark suit. So give it to a cleaner. That clean is very easy with not too much process, the dark suit to take out the stem. So it took out the stem, beautiful. Then I take my suit and I'm dyeing it to a lighter color. I make him a light. This is dark blue. I make him lighter blue. The minute I made the whole suit lighter blue, the stem came up again. Because to clean them up to take them out from the dark color, it was easy to take them out. But to take them a light color. So all of a sudden I find the stain again. So I did it already, I cleaned them already. Oh, because now it became lighter, the whole thing. Then you have to clean them again. So you clean them again. So the stain disappeared. But then I dye them again, even lighter. All of a sudden the stain comes up. Until I take the whole suit, I make it all white, 100% snow white. Even the most sensitive stain comes out again. So you have to clean them again. All your time is clothing has to be white, pure white. No matter how white it becomes, the stain always has to appear. All your life, you never white enough as you at the time of your dye. The greatest kapara, the final cleansing, yisurim shel misa, yisurim, the pain that you go through a person in death, is the final cleaning where at that time you come all white. If you're real tzaddik, you come all white in. That's the symbol of death. So when you go home all white, then you need a final cleansing. So therefore the purishim, mitne shoy mechatshim b'chol yom tshuva. So kvar nemar ktos ha-purishim has been told a few of the purishim. She called your member tshuva. All the life was in tshuva. Tshuva is not one deed. Yes, the first tshuva, in order to be not a rosh, it should be a tzaddik. That's one tshuva is enough. Hiru tshuva enough. Finish it. Tzaddik gomor. But after tzaddik gomor, no, you don't want to be there with a blemish. You don't want to be there with a stain. Mitu she mechadshim b'chol yom tshuva. Every day they were mechadish renewing a new tshuva. Babi to set the sakarosa because the hakore, the recognition always was erred, the gedura salakim was always great, the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they always revalued that position in this world vis-a-vis a Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'chol yom every day, b'kitzuram, and what was missing, the stain always came up, b'mash yom chiyo v'lo min avoyde shom, which they became responsible for the avoyde, which they've done in the past. K'mo yishu omar David Olav Hashom, the Melech said, yoyim le yoyim yabia oimer. Day to day, every day, Yabia has his expression of his saying. Every day has his new expression. Every night is revealing wisdom. Otherwise, a person grows in wisdom, a person grows in expression. So this has to come. The Oyver says, Palgeman Yorde Einai, rivers of water went down on my eye, Aloshamitari Secho, which I didn't preserve the Torah. Why David HaMelech had to say Palgeman? Why was he crying so much? Then says, it wasn't a tshuva in order to shouldn't be a rosha. That is, as he grew, he always recognized more, became whiter, and came to a higher level, and Aloshamitari Secho, he took the path. Now, Lemaise, Lochelitz, comes out like you're having an unfair deal. You make one act, and then you become responsible all your life. Yeah? There's mashma. But it's not the contrary. You have to tshuva is a mitzvah. The mitzvah says so. In the contrary, you make one aveira. A man made one aveira, one mischief. As a youngster, chatas nurim, as a young, was irresponsible. But that one little chet which you made, all your life it makes mitzvah says so, because you're doing tshuva mehava. All the sabbatim are produced with tshuva mehava, tshuva out of love. You're not afraid, you're not doing selfishly tshuva for you. You're sensitive about the stain. For who Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a Shema Tehoira, you don't want to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu back. You're tzaddik. You're going to be, you did tshuva, Gan Eden. You're embarrassed for a Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake. This is called tshuva mehava. But tshuva mehava, every avail becomes a mitzvah. So comes a David the Melech made one little sin, Chatos and Egg the Sami, they made one little sin. And for that little sin, all his life he capitalized on it. Every minute he made a mitzvah. Every minute he made a mitzvah. He lost once a quarter, and every minute you find him because of that quarter. So imagine how many quarters you found. He lost a dollar, and every minute you're making up a dollar. He made a sin, and then it becomes a mitzvah. So for once losing a dollar and making up to make back the dollar, you continuously make it up every second you're making up, if you do chatos like the summit. So it's worthwhile. It's worthwhile to be the ongoing Baal Tshuva. Bashishi, now it's come the sixth reason why is more worth. We're talking here, he gives seven reasons why to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with with your own recognition, with your own inspiration, rather to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of fear, because you have to, because of reward and punishment. Actually, this is called also Ahava over Yira. Why? So he says seven reasons there is an advantage why when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your own is more advantageous than serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Havi. Ki avoid the Shemina Torah. The worship, the submission which you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Torah. Torah told you have no choice. Ki b'choyle so'odam, this is the capability of the man, ki shimacham bo'em izdam alayah. When he wants to do it, and he has the opportunity to do it. And then he renounced me of Aksha, and it's not been taken away from those who search for it. Ach avoid the Shemina Seichel, the one who serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu and serves his own recognition, his own inspiration, it will not be going to be accomplished only with great dedication. And help from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the ability of a man is too short to be able to reach it. Always is asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help. Always ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu's help. Number six. Says what is giving you the sixth reason why the avoider, which is comes from a seichel, from your own dedication, is more choshev than one that comes from a Torah. He says because this comes from a Torah. He says this is why can a man put on tefillin? Because the Baruch Hu made available for you tefillin. You don't have to put on tefillin. It's there. You're putting on tefillin. So this is, you don't need extra dedication for that. We get used to putting on tefillin, keeping Shabbos. Because Baruch Hu gives it. In fact, it's available for every person. But to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with your own seichel, to that you need tremendous own koyach. Getting up early in the morning when you're going late to sleep, because you have to make your shiur, you have to learn, you have to get you in a insulin shot, to make it, to balance your day's work and business, that you should be a yid. It's needed. What? Who says you have to get up? You could do it, get up later, you learn a little bit, but to get up and to travel far distance, just to keep pick up that an hour, 2 hours later, it's very hard. So yeah, they need a koyach god, need a trend. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't help, you could never do it. But if you dedicate yourself, you do it, and Hashem helps, that accomplishment of this, your own dedication, is much greater than the accomplishment of other mitzvahs that you do as a habit from Torah, you know, putting on tefillin, doing anything. So everything which you do on your own needs much more dedication, and more dedication is needed from your end, is more Ezer Hashem. So in Bechlal, this is the mile, you have to misfollow the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be able to do it. So wherever it needs more Ezer Hashem, more help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're more involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is more with you. Because you always see the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see that. Hashvi, in the seventh reason, why your own dedication is greater than Schar Void, Shkia Void, Kishumina Torah Mirvad, the Void which a person serves only because of Torah, because he has, there's no Bereda. A man does not know that he's not going to stumble on because the temptation is always trafficking him. He always looks for the time she misses Alma when he forgets a moment. We all know that this part of Avoida which we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu habitually, we just get used to it, we have to do it, you know. The Yetzer Hara is always there and always grabs pieces of it. He always waits a moment, you're weak. It makes it, I forgot this, I forgot to make the bruch, I forgot to be Mechamba Bechus Amos, I forgot this. Because it's not your own dedication. You're just doing it as a. So every time there is a possibility to forget, it makes you forget. But anything which you take on because of your own dedication, he's assured that he's not going to stumble and he's not going to sin. Because his soul is not pulled after it. Only after you kill the tavis of your body, you overpower the sechel. When you do something because you motivated yourself to do it, it's called chassidus. You did it your own dedication. You killed already this tiger. You killed already this tiger. Take it that way. Take you getting up early in the morning and you're traveling for an hour to come to learn. You know, you feel it. It's your own dedication. It's your own dedication. Now, when you daven, every person has to daven. So you gotta go play 10 minutes before davening. You run the shul, blah blah blah. Boy, you gotta read it to tefillah. Why is it daven? Because you have to daven. You have to daven. Could very well daven away and not listening even once, not paying attention to what you're doing, because you're doing it as a robot. But if you went out, if you were 4 o'clock in the morning, you're getting up and doing rushing and daven and traveling and everything, because I have to go to learn, because I have to be a mensch. And then when you did this effort, you killed already the time is a goof. So when you sit down to learn, you learn. If you sit down to learn, then you have to learn, because every day you have a shir and drop gives a schmooze over there, you sit down, you're dozing off. You can't concentrate, you can't listen, because you're doing it just like davening. But if you dedicate yourself, you do everything and come specially, then since you pulled already the tavas, that's going to stay with you. Alkin avoid the muftachas mikosho, but this is much more secure that you shouldn't stumble in. Ubalo shomer menachet, the master of it is preserved that you shouldn't sink much. Omer akodak poset leyuna le tzadi koloven, so the tzadi there will be no stumbling. Ach ma'os atayre tzorich comes out. He gave his 7 reasons why your self-dedication has advantage over the ha'ores atayre. That's what the Torah is mechayev to be a pushat yid. So why do we need the Torah? The Torah should not be mechayev us at all. Should not warn us, should not reward us, should not punish us. Let everyone be on his own, Jew on his own. But you know, ach ma'alus ha-Torah, but we still need the ma'alus ha-Torah, the lower level. She'boi me'e ma'ashe zamri, as explained as we come, why me'e kinyoi ma'am tzich ha-Torah, ha-Torah, gam kenashi. There's 7 reasons why we need first the ha-Oris ha-Torah before we get into ha-Oris ha-Seichel. Obviously, ha-Oris ha-Seichel is the high level, But there's 7 reasons why we have to start up with Oris HaTorah. And before we started, we explained already. But the Chazal tells us, means a requirement. That's what it has to be. Forever you have to start with the Shloi Lishma. You can never start with the Lishma. Lishma means Oris HaSeichel. You do it, you dedicate yourself. A man could never come on his own because he does it. First you have to start the Oris HaTorah, the Chinuch, you have to do it habitually. And then you could do it. What's the first reason why we need the Oris HaTorah first? Since a man is combined from a soul, from a neshama, to a goof, in a body. In his midas, and the midas is, she will bring him, leismakel anois, which could be taris abhamias, lenate kesha sechwara. And that midah of a man is, the man is built automatically to midas, which he's going to be estranged. He's going to sell himself, he's smacking, he's going to become addicted. Says, Bemi Doisov, a man in his midas, Mashi, look how beautifully Chavisha spoke 1,000 years ago, how psychologically explained a man. He said, the man, since he's built with a soul and a goof, and there's a fight and there's a conflict, and the goof gravitates to the animal, and the Shom elevates this way. Every time when you give in to the animal, it's not to give in a one time for the animal. You become addicted to the animal. With his midas, with his gravitation, is going to bring the man lehismake. Lehismake is going to be addicted. It's going to be sold lehanois, to his pleasure. Velishkoya is going to sink in with tavas abahamias, in all the lust of the animistic lust. And automatically, this is going to bring him down. They're going to disconnect him. Totally, a man who is addicted to his body is disconnected from his seichel. He could be the biggest wise man. He could have the biggest intelligent person. You can't rationalize. You can't think with him. Addiction overpowers intellect. That's what it says clearly 1,000 years ago. He becomes is addicted to his body, and menate can is get disconnected from his seichel. Can't reason. But the man also has midas shivir, which could bring him limos boilam, that he should really despise this world, mois in this world, but in the yeshiva should let go the civilization. Because he sees all the contradictions and all the ongoing damaging effects in this world. He also has midas which brings the seichel. A man has in himself two tendencies. He has a tendency to go down to his body and to get addicted to his body, but he also has a spiritual tendency to go after his neshama and to disconnect himself totally from the world and to and to get disgusted from the world and run away from the world, and then you run away from civilization and you don't become a normal person, you become a freaked out person. So a man, if he's not balanced somehow, one of the two has to happen. Either becomes a behemoth animal, either becomes a malach, totally removed from the world, but it doesn't become a holy man. Take these two combinations together and control them both together. The two advisors are not good. The two extremes is not good. If you're going to go down to the animal, you're a bum. If you're going to totally remove yourself and you go after the seichel, you become an angel. One brings him that he destroys this world, the other world, because he becomes totally a bum. I don't know if one brings him. Says if he becomes a malach, he destroys the beauty of being down he in this world. And the other one, if he becomes a bum, he loses both this world and the world to come. Since the Kodesh Baruch had mercy on the man, the great goodness which he has a man, Kodesh Baruch gave the man Masha Takim Banyona, we should be able to cure this problem. He should be able to establish his path in his life. In both worlds, a man is to acquire the Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah. I think we mentioned it once that Yaakov and Esav were fighting for both worlds. Yaakov does not give up on Olam Hazeh. Yaakov wants to be, of course, the purpose is the goal is Olam Habah. But he wants to bring along the Olam Hazeh. The Olam Hazeh is a part, and he doesn't give up on Olam Hazeh, on both worlds. But he's going to establish himself in the both worlds. The Seder and Tzoyi, when he's going to go in the middle line, he's going to become the mediator between the seichel, the intellect, and the taiva, and the lust. A man has to combine, since he's combined of these two elements, the earthy and the heavenly element, he has to serve Hashem and he has to conduct his life always together in order to acquire both worlds. The he, atoira v'mona, and what is that possibility that gives you the middle line who bridges these two? That the toira hanemona, Hashemeres HaTzedek Begolim is Mister, which watches on this balance outside, externally and internally. Shemerachekas Olam Etabayis HaBayilu Mazeh. The Torah, the ongoing Torah, is watching the man. He shouldn't go too down to your loss. Shemeres Nagmuri Bachalusim, it also watches him in future. Actually what he said, if there wouldn't be a Torah which is commanding them what to do, what not, in every given step, which is the lower level of avoidance Hashem. If there would be only avoidance HaKor, only your recognition, we're going to get spaced out. And they have to look at the Eastern religions. They haven't got a Torah which tells them how to live as a human being. All they have a Torah is, their religion is, get it from your body, become all spiritual. What happening? They're totally disconnected from this world. But Kodesh Baruch Hu made this body. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave this goof. Because Baruch Hu gave the middle. So now, the same middle, the same tiber, the same love, which actually deteriorates the man to become an animal. But when Hashem gives you mitzvahs, those same middle, the same love, and the same tiber becomes the means and the tool to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a man in a love that the man pursues women. A woman needs men. So if you would be only your Seichel, only would be Orek and Shavuot Hashem, you don't want to become physical. He would talk to him about Stasha, he wouldn't get married, never at all. He wouldn't touch, he wouldn't look. Just go in the island and meditate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu 24 hours. Say, fine. But why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu give me the Smidah? Give it to the Smidah, do whatever you find, you become a bum. You become an earthy, down to earth, a low guy, a low character. Then you're totally ignoring the Neshama. Comes the Torah gives you rules and regulations. You have to get married, you have to take care of your wife, you have to be with her, you have to make her feel good. Mr. Hashem wants you to use that tiber, wants you to use that lust. And so in every other aspect, you have to eat, you have to take care, you have to be dressed, you have to be honest, you have to be a recognized person in the community, you don't have to be a freaked out extremes, you have to be always learning the Dajj and Rivas and Rivas. That's the Oris HaTorah. Now this Oris HaTorah is the bridge which lets these two worlds and doesn't let you go to any extreme. Now, when you do this, now you have to apply your Oris HaSeichel and now start serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your elevation, with your own dedication, with your own motivation. Get inspired on things on your own, but now you're going to have to use these both worlds together. It cannot be an extremist. You cannot use only one path. Now you're going to have to use both worlds together. So, God, Shemerachekes Ha'odah Mitavis Bo'elim Azeh, Shemerachekes Ha'odah Mitavis Bo'elim Azeh, Shemerachekes Ha'odah Hat Oznecho, the Mishnah Shlomi Merchot, Hat Oznecho. Dent your ears, Ishma Divrei Chachomim, and listen good the word of Chachomim, V'lipcho Toshis Ledati. And your heart, you should really put down to my seichel. kinoyim, because it's beautiful, it's sweet. Kisishim v'vitnecho, when you're going to preserve him in your belly, you koin yagdov sevsecho, he's going to be yagdov. All both words going to be on the sevsecho. You're going to have the oilem hazeh and the oilem habo together. If you wouldn't have the basic middle, the Torah, you could never combine, you could never connect these two words, oilem hazeh and oilem habo. This is koin yagdov al sevsecho. The mouth will always together serve both, the gashmis and the rochus. Lios b'Hashem miftachacho, you're always going to be trusting Hashem, hoidatiuch hayom afoto, and that teach you and acknowledge you even now while you're on the physical world. Only through the Ha'oris HaTorah you could come to the level that while you're most involved in the physical interaction, the physical achievements and accomplishments, you're bringing the Kodesh Baruch Hu down there. This combination only through Torah could be accomplished, not through your own Seichel. That third reason, the way you bring down the advice that the acho to let in koishetimer emes, the truthness of the word emes, lo shiv amorim emes lo shalchecho, you should, in order you should be able to bring back the true messages to one who sent you. Because Baruch Hu sent us down here, gave us both worlds, Olam Hazeh Olam Habo, gave you a neshama, gave you a guf, gave you a Torah, just follow blindly, this do, this don't do, for this you're going to get punished, you're going to be rewarded. But following blindly, you're bridging these two contradictive worlds. And once you bridge these two contradictive worlds, and you do it together, now when you bring in your order successfully, your order understanding, your order awakeness, you're going to be able to bring it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now you're going to be able to bring back this beautiful production of your life, the Shochech, the one who sent you. Obviously, if we would start serving Kodesh Baruch Hu all with our intellect, all with our understanding only, then you couldn't bring both words to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Either you show me bring it back, but totally separating yourself from Olam Hazeh. But Olam Hazeh could be left totally unsolved, untouched. And that's what Hashem does not, because Hashem gave you both words. So therefore, you have to start with Olam Hazeh, for Olam Hazeh to come to Olam Hazeh.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com